Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. The
Score! If you are looking at my hair right now and you are watching on Twitch or wherever you might be watching The Score, I know you could watch it in many different places. My hair does look good today, and the reason
that's why I complimented
because
you.
I know. You're the first per. Actually, you're the second or third today, and then Chris Emma was raving about it.
That was Mark Grody. Thanks to him. Thanks to Carmen Vitale, not just for the awesome football commentary, but the professionally baked cookies.
Man, let me tell you something. I might get a fourth on the way out.
The way you so directly walked over to the cookies.
Some people like Mark Grody. Everybody loves Carmen's cookies. Let me just tell you that.
It's so true. Clay Harbor was here. He enjoyed the cookies that Carmen baked. Thanks to Clay. Thanks to Paul Charchian as well. We've had quite the show today. And thanks again to Poochie in the Wiener Circle, just because it's always nice to have them on. Thanks to everybody who listened. Our Twitch mob had a lot of fun today. twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Thanks to everybody on YouTube. Thanks to everybody who texted. We had a bunch of fun texts too. People in a good mood today, despite the freezing. At least it's sunny. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, always working for us. And now we go live to the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, and that is where we find our afternoon show with a very special episode today. Spiegel and Holmes, hello, men.
Hey, Layla. Hey, Marshall.
What up?
Hello, Carmen, and your cookies. Is she gone?
Carmen's
she
gone. The cookies are still here. Did you have one?
Yeah, I had two. my goodness.
What kind of cookies were they?
No, did you have one, Lauren? That's the more important question.
It's a chocolate chip, and it says chocolate chip almond. I didn't notice actual almonds, but the salt level was elite.
So the almond is in the extract that's used.
What it is. Like Carmi V with like maybe some of the best baked goods that have ever been on that bar.
Lawrence, did you have one?
I haven't had one.
Oh my goodness. See, Lawrence, that's what I was waiting for, because we were talking about luxury yesterday and things tasting luxurious. I was like, oh, Lawrence has got to taste this because this tastes like luxury.
And Lawrence is a luxury sweets kind of person.
Yeah.
But yesterday he didn't like that.
I'll bring you a
like
cookie.
Basic sweets.
Yeah. All right, you like sweets.
I won't turn down a Little Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
As matter of fact, we got some Little Debbies.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What?
Little Debbie what?
Leslie/Ashley, our favorite listener, let's be honest. No offense to all the other listeners. But you guys,
all don't bring us apple donuts.
I mean, you other listeners, you're lovely people, but you haven't brought us treats as often as Leslie has. She brought us some stuff. But before that, though, how about this crowd, Lawrence? Look at these people. Make some noise, people. Would you say hello? That's the size of the crowd, which is incredibly solid. But I'm seeing a total of maybe six people who are not in some kind of Bears regalia.
Yeah, the people have gone to the back of their closets.
Dude!
And they have found their bear stuff, and they are wearing it.
They are wearing everything! I see some people with like 4 to 5 different Bears items all in concert on the body.
Well, you know, like when we were in Vegas, I did the whole thing of looking at how many different Bears jerseys that we saw at Circa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the number ended up getting to 34 different jerseys, and then like 200 Bears fans that were wearing jerseys. A lot of people wearing 22 here today.
Yeah, as they should, because Matt Forte is going to be here in the house at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. His books have preceded him. There are copies of the book already here.
I saw someone with three copies of the book. And I was like, what just happened? So, yeah, we're looking forward to a good time here. You guys are more than welcome to come and hang out, too.
Please.
I'm coming just to bring you a cookie. That's something I'm going to do.
Yeah, because there's no nuts but the almond extract.
Oh, great. Then I can have
then
it.
Then your game. Yeah.
Would you guys like to know the Bears injury report? It's out.
Yeah, so this is an actual injury report. Yesterday was an estimation. There wasn't even a practice. But today... I mean,
I'd love to know where the linebackers are.
I'd love to know if TJ Edwards was limited or full and what Tyreek Stevenson was doing.
All right. Here it is. Ruben Hippolyte, DNP. Shoulder. Roma Dunze, foot, DNP.
Oh.
Tyreek Stevenson, hip, DNP.
There you go.
Joe Tooney, old, rest. NIR, but you know what it is. TJ Edwards was limited. Kyle Manungai, limited. That's up from not practicing as an estimation on Wednesday. Andrew Billings, concussion, full. Jalen Johnson, groin, full. Dominique Robinson, concussion, full. Noah Sewell, elbow, full. That is the end of the Bears injury report.
So you're getting at least one of your regular linebackers back.
Is it the one you want, Noah Sewell?
I mean, I don't mean to disparage Noah Sewell,
sure,
but obviously you'd rather have... the other two guys.
Mully this morning, in his inimitable way, was hilarious on Noah Sewell. I heard him during the pick six. He's like, I don't want to disparage the guy and just say that his big brother is the actual better football player and that Ben actually likes the big brother and that's why he's showing some partiality to the younger brother. I don't want to say that. But he had of course, said that.
I think that Noah Sewell is gotten better. I think I know what he is.
Do you think that you'd rather have DeMarco Jackson or Noah Sewell? That's at least a toss-up, if not leaning Jackson.
I think that Noah Sewell is a thumper. He is someone that you bring in a heavy package, and he can go and make plays. And I think he's getting better. But I understand why someone would go, you can probably do better.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the way the linebackers have been going, I jump to put TJ Edwards back in there if he can play. And when Tremaine Edmonds can play, I jump to put him back in there. But otherwise, I don't know, man. Like, these guys, especially DeMarco over Noah Sewell, I could see that.
You got some choices to make, too, with the way that Green Bay operates offensively. Does your heavy dime package work this week, considering?
See, we're off and running. Layla Marshall, we're so damn excited about this football game and about having a 9-3 team. It's like we are kind of emotionally and conversationally wearing as much Bears gear as the crowd is here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio.
I think you guys need to have a contest to see who has the most Bears flair on. How many pieces of Bears flair are
wearing?
It would be rough to pick a winner in here, Layla, to tell
volume,
you the truth.
But pure volume of flair, that's a great call.
Is that a Bears
button? Is
that
waiting or office space? I'm getting so confused.
Office space?
There's a Bears button, a shirt, a jacket. This guy's got socks and a hat. There's a jersey and a hoodie and a hat.
And a hat, like, that's three.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, Layla, was it Aniston had to wear 7 pieces of flair?
I think it was 15 pieces of flair.
No. Or no, she only had 7 pieces of flair on. Was
so it was
that
the
it?
Minimum. It was. She was at the minimum. They're like, why don't you have more flair on?
God, that movie's aged so well.
It has.
I still don't know how a fax machine works. Oh, that's Office. Yeah, that's the same movie.
That's the same movie.
A stapler.
Yeah.
That's right. Stapler?
It's always that guy who takes
Sweet
the whole place down.
My stapler is very nice stapler.
All of it. And the slow-mo destruction of the copy machine.
No, right? the fax machine. What Layla's talking about.
See, that's
it. Ball bat.
You're so incredulous to the concept of a fax machine. It makes you forget everything else.
Mm-hmm. Barrett's Home Theater fax machine.
282-1160.
Do you remember the description of the fax machine in Almost Famous when they described him trying to get a story in?
Yeah, it wasn't a fax machine. We just watched that the other morning, actually. It was 18 minutes a page.
Hell yeah. Transmit.
18 minutes a page.
It's a mimeograph.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Good one.
Oh, that's terrific, Pierce.
But anyway, back to Carmi's cookies.
Oh.
So, I mean, they were just ridiculous.
No, I'm going to bring it so I can see Lawrence's face when he bites into it. Because I'm telling you, Lawrence, this is the stuff, the homemade, just chef's kiss, all of it.
I'm certain.
She's elite at everything she does.
She very much is, including listening. I got a gift from Carmi V because she's a good listener.
What'd she bring you?
It's very luxurious.
Well, what'd she bring you?
A bottle of Brugal.
Oh, Brugal is rum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I brought that for Rich Wyatt. Rich, I think I brought you a bottle of rum from, same bottle.
So, that's one of your favorites, Lawrence.
It very much is. And see, Carmi V listens. She's a good person.
I was
and a
looking.
Great baker.
That's all.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Awesome. I was looking today at some of the Bears and Packers numbers through the years, and it can be jarring when you do that, you know? Like, the Bears started really well. They started 49-26-6.
You mean like at the beginning of the league?
Yes. Like the Bears dominated the Packers.
When it was just like four teams.
It was just like four teams, and George Halas invented the damn thing, and he was just better at it than everybody.
Okay.
So they went 49-26-6.
Back when the University of Chicago was still in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, okay.
And that everybody was wearing those red Grange colors, you know?
Good old number 77.
Like Oak Park and Illinois, and everybody's wearing the same colors. And then during Lombardi's years, the Packers turned it around and went 12-3 against the Bears. So that must have been a something. Like, you're in the 60s, you're a Bears fan, you've dominated them since the beginning of the league, and then you're like, oh no, they got a guy. They got a coach. They got a thing.
Have you guys ever seen those videos of, like, the parties that Lombardi would throw at his house?
I have not.
Oh my God. Like, he used to, when they did, I think it was the 30 for 30s on him, Lombardi would, his place was the place.
The swinging place?
Yes.
It had like Playboy After Dark vibes?
Yes. Like not Playboy After Dark. It was a little bit more buttoned up than that. But like people would come over and drink and hang out and tell stories. I'm like, that's how you do football.
I don't mean like modern Playboy After Dark softcore. I mean like Hugh Hefner.
Not the softcore. Like, was that necessary?
Like, yeah, well, I think so. To clarify, just, you know, talking about genres. That's all I'm doing, Marshall.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, I'm talking about young Hugh Hefner. Like, they would have bands on what they called Playboy After Dark.
In Hyde Park back in the day.
Yeah, in Hyde Park and at like 680 North Lakeshore, too. Right there, he would do it. Like, a young Grateful Dead was on Playboy After Dark one time. So we're talking like early 70s.
More with Lombardi, was more like the coaches and the coaches' families, but like he would get
so
behind
still
the
less
bar
after
and like
dark,
serve
point.
Drinks.
Yeah, he would, huh? Yeah,
like,
that's
wild
awesome.
Stuff.
That is wild. So, and then, you know, the Bears kind of took back over during the Ditka years. He beat the pants off Forrest Gregg every Gosh. Chance he got, you know? But then I saw this. This is what got me. Is after Brett Favre.
Favre.
Beginning on November 22nd of 1992.
So this was before texting.
Yes. So November 92, when your group chats were not popping. Since then, 66 games. Would you like to guess how many the Packers have won of 66 games since 1992?
I'm going to go 43.
Well, given that that is the Favre into Aaron Rodgers into current era, I'm going to say 60%.
Lovey had some good years against the Packers, so I'm with Marshall. I'm going to say 44 or 45.
Okay, out of the 66 games since November of 92, the Packers won 51 of them.
Oh, God.
51-15. They are 51-15 since 1992.
Doesn't sound great.
That sounds very one-sided.
What that is the rivalry between a hammer and a nail. That's what this is. That's what this is. This is like Red Sox Yankees in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. Oh, and I guess 80s and 90s and early aughts before that flip around. But this is a hammer and a nail rivalry for the last 33 years. Jordan Love is 3-1, and his only loss was a game he didn't finish last year that the Bears won in a last-second field goal.
That's right, but that's before Caleb got directions to Lambeau Field, my friend.
I'll tell you this, it's got very much brotherly vibes. And let me tell you something, there was one big brother and one little brother getting kicked up and down the freaking carpet in the living room, body slammed into the couch.
Dude, 51-15. It's outrageous. So it's like, this is an opportunity. Is this the moment that we've been waiting for this long of like where... We've been thinking it was going to be a quarterback that had to lead them. And no offense to Caleb, but it might be a coach. I think it's a coach that has a chance to lead them. And this would be quite a moment if this is when Ben steps up and says, you know what? I'm ready. I don't
believe they can beat the Packers without Caleb Williams having a good game on Sunday. I don't believe they can go on the road and beat the Packers without Caleb Williams having a good game.
I think that's probably true.
Not a great game, just a good game. A net positive game for Caleb Williams is required to go on the road and win at Lambeau.
Does it need to be better or worse than Friday against the Eagles?
I would say about there, a little bit better than there.
I like it.
He makes the big throw. He doesn't. Well, he did turn the ball over.
My matchup.
Better.
I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow, guys, but my big matchup is it's going to be Micah Parsons' closing speed on a rush versus Caleb Williams' illusion.
I think that you're on to something, Layla, because when you watch video of him, it is like a horror movie. It's like, oh, the monster's behind. Oh, my God, the monster just got you. And if you look at any of the games that Micah Parsons has played against Jared Goff, and Goff is obviously a little bit more landlocked than Caleb, but it just feels like he was stalking him. Yep. That it's like, oh, you're gonna try and move to the right side? I'm going to loop all the way around the entire offensive line and come and find you. He's terrifying.
I hope he doesn't. Caleb doesn't get that thought that he had against T.J. Watt there in the end zone. You know, like, well, I think I can still get away with you. And T.J. Watt just kind of slowed down a little and just waited for him.
Yep,
right.
But maybe Caleb learned from that. It's a good point, Marshall, like what kind of game and what you guys were just saying, what kind of game does it need to be? I'll take that Eagles game. I think that's absolutely the template. Manage the game well.
And come up with a big play.
Yep.
Come up with at least one big play down the field when it has been given to you.
I was going back to what you were talking about with the 51-15 stretch coming into this game. So I was like, when was the last time they won? It's been since 2007, since the Bears beat the Packers twice in a row. Like, that's what we're talking about if that happens on Sunday.
That's 18 years.
2007, huh? Well, I still bet it. I still bet it over with our friends at Circa.
Wait. So did you do the whole sweep bet?
There, if you go on the Circa Sports Illinois app and you go to special props and scroll down, you will find Bears to sweep the Packers. It started at plus 700. It's down to plus 675.
Yeah, I'm going to need Circa to make that plus 670.
I mean, seriously.
It's right there for
you. Are a special prop, Matt Spiegel. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Thank you, Layla.
It works for us and for the kids.
See, I'm gonna jump on board. I'm not going to do the special bet. I'd rather just roll my money over. So
That's what rich people do. I'm not surprised, Marshall. That's what TV money do.
Come join us with the special bet.
Okay, I'll do both. How about this? I'll do both. I'll place two bets. I'll place a bet to win on Sunday and a bet to take the sweep. A
couple weeks ago in transition, I gave you a fist bump and joined you on the Bulls getting 45 wins.
That's before everybody got hurt.
Hey, man, Giannis wants to come here.
Okay.
Bulls not interested.
Their team is on the floor.
It's crazy.
That's what there is. They've lost the Derrick Queen draft three different times.
That's very accurate and very appalling and very scary, but also, you know what it is? Unsurprising.
They've lost it in terms of what? They didn't get Derek Queen.
Right.
Right.
They didn't get the unprotected draft pick.
And right. They drafted Noah Essanay.
And where's he?
He's out for the year.
Yep.
Yep.
Lost it three times.
Yeah. And Essanay, who's out for the year, by the way, it's a shoulder. You know where that guy really desperately needs strength and needs to work out?
The upper body.
His shoulders. So you can't really do that while you're recovering from a shoulder injury, can you? So that means next year's a problem for him as well.
Well, you weren't projecting him to be anything until 3 years down the road anyway.
That's a horrendous draft.
Now it's 4 years down the road. That's all.
Yep.
That's all. They may have lost it even in another way, because don't forget, they wouldn't have Essanay, but they would have Asa Newell or someone of the like, who, of course, everybody has played more time than Noah. So they'd still have another player this year. It's not like they wouldn't have had a pick. They would have had the 23rd pick as well.
When you get extensions, you feel like you can draft projects.
They feel like you can go as young as you want.
They like young.
They like young because it buys them time and expands the time horizon.
Here's what we're going to do on the show today. We are going to talk with Jared Payton. That happens at 2:45. And then at 3 o'clock, Matt Forte is going to be in the building. We are going to have a book signing with him. His book, Stay in the Game. Wherever your favorite bookstore or book outlet is, you should go and pick up a copy. The folks here are going to get the chance to have their copy of the book signed by Matt Forte. So that's at 3 o'clock. Mark Grody has got a Bears report for us. Dave Wannstedt will be here, and I'm told that he has got his own bourbon in the bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Wani with a toast at 5 o'clock. It'll be 5 o'clock somewhere, and I hold in my hot little hands
here
today's listener categories that we'll be playing live here in the studio.
We did categories with the people the last time we were here with Olin, and it went really well.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure, though. No pressure on you guys to do well. I'm guessing there's a couple Bears-Packers ones in there.
I mean, could be.
We'll find out later on.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, we are going to talk more about this, and we're going to talk about Matt LaFleur and some of the things that he actually likes about the Bears, which is seemingly everything except for the head coach. We'll explain after Tandy's open next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.